A spinning blue globe of the Earth enters the left side of the screen. As the word universal wraps around the globe coming from the right, the lettering is gold against a star-filled night sky. Universal is an MCA company. Tiny lettering increases in size to read, Universal Pictures Presents. A series of blue, red, and white lighting effects on a black screen bring on the opening credits. A Davis Entertainment Joseph M. Singer production. A Rob Cohen film, starring Sylvester Stallone. A small white rectangle grows to fill the screen, revealing the title, Daylight, against rays of blue light that become a factory skyline. It's a gray day. Patches of snow cover the ground. Three army trucks drive along a river. More credits. Amy Brennerman, Viggo Mortensen, Dan Hedaya, J.O. Sanders, Karen Young, Claire Bloom, Vanessa Bell Calloway, Rinaldi Santiago, Colin Fox, Danielle Harris, Trina McGee Davis, Marcello Thetford, Sage Stallone, Joe Anderson, Mark Ralston, Rosemary Forsyth, Leung Wang, Lee Oaks, with Barry Newman and Stan Shaw. The trucks stop. A driver gets out and checks his watch. A man approaches.
Thanks for coming, huh? Nice to see you. What time? I don't have that much time. Look, the gates are going to be open between 11 and midnight, all right? I got my guy on the gate. You go right through, no fuss, no muss.
Don't worry about it. What are you worrying for?
I'm not worried about it. Oh, let me worry.
I'm not worried, all right? Where's your stuff, all right?
Six forklifts carrying metal drums wind their way to the trucks.
Well, that's a lot of toxic waste you got, pal. You got a problem, baby.
And I got you got. Now just get it to Jersey and dump it.
Dump it at the foot of a rep. I'm taking all the chances.
That's why we pay you.
Come on. What is this here? What's the tip?
You deal with
the
EPA.
See what it costs.
Just make sure you're there by 11.
A pallet breaks. Yellow barrels fall. The men duck.
What are you guys, crazy? I blow the goddamn train.
An overhead view of the entrance to the Holland Tunnel. Construction workers dig up the street. Tunnel guards change shifts.
Anybody. Oh, here we go now. Into the tunnel of love.
The men pile into three vehicles and with their lights flashing, head into the tunnel. More credits. Production designer, Benjamin Fernandez. Director of photography, David Egde. Co-producer, Herter Hargett. Executive producer, Rafaela De Laurentiis. Written by Leslie Bohan. Produced by John Davis, Joseph M. Singer, David T. Frentler. And directed by Rob Cohen. Holland Tunnel Authority Headquarters. 36 surveillance monitors line the wall. On monitor 7, North 2, a guard, George, speaks.
Wait! Wait! Are you in there, Pillback? Wait!
He holds up a bracelet.
I found this under my bed!
You think you could be a little less discreet?
I found this under my bed!
I'll see you after work.
Listen, when I return this, I have something to tell you.
You're telling me now. If it is good news, why not get it now and have a completely good day, as opposed to when filled with apprehension and tension, which can lead to other related physical disorders and high anxiety.
No, I will tell you later, Island Girl.
You're telling me now.
No. I'll tell you tonight.
He waves and walks away, now to the three army trucks crossing a bridge.
Hey, Frankie, how's your load?
Mostly in my shorts. I need a pit stop bad.
Just hold it. We're behind schedule, babe.
Lower Manhattan, the Brooklyn Bridge in the background. A young woman, Maddie, in a black printed dress with long brown hair, carrying a blue-bound manuscript and a shopping bag, walks briskly past three street punks. She walks up tenement steps and enters her apartment. Locks the door with a deadbolt, chain, and police lock. She takes off her jacket and hat, puts down her packages, turns on her computer, and a kitchen light. The kitchen sink is full of dirty dishes. Roaches scurry away. She makes a cup of instant coffee and tears open a letter.
Dear Mr. Thompson, thanks a lot. Thank you for your submission. Regretfully, at this time, we are laughing our asses off that you even wasted the stamps sending us your play.
She sits at her computer. The screen reads, The Final Falter, Act 2. She types, Lights up on. She pauses. The screen fills with the word on.
Hi, it's Maddie. I'm out. The machine is in.
Maddie, hi, it's Kimberly. I have this really important audition, and I told Claudio you take my lunch shift today. I did it for you when you went to Barbuda. Bye.
Maddie swats a roach.
Gotcha.
Hi, it's Maddie. I'm out. The machine is in.
Maddie, it's David. I feel really bad about the way things ended up, and I want you to give me 3 more months, and I promise I'll tell her. I promise.
Honey, we've got to cut the cake.
I'll be right in. It's Jordan's birthday. We're having a party, and call me on Monday. I love you.
Maddie pulls clothes from her closet and opens a bureau drawer. A rat tries to hide. She grabs a metal bar and stabs repeatedly at the rat. Now, back to the trucks.
Traffic report says the bridge is backed up to Westchester. All right, forget the bridge. Take one of the tunnels.
Monochromatic blue footage of a man climbing an icy mountain. Whitewater rafting, another man running through the desert. Now, in a conference room, a group of advertising executives watches Roy in the commercials.
The territory beyond. It's still out there. The territory beyond.
It's still out there.
The territory beyond. It's still out there.
Exhausting. Now the question is, what do we do with it?
Sales are down an average of 12%. Broadening our marketing target from inner-city youth to the more affluent off-road vehicle group.
I know that. Do something I don't know.
We're going to have to stack some pretty heavy GRPs with this commercial no matter where we run it. Now, the test results are maxing out. Things look...
Speak English, Elliot.
We want to put it on the Super Bowl. First quarter.
Super Bowl. That's a whole pile of money.
It's time to gamble, Roy. It's not like we have any choice.
Okay. We'll buy 60 in the first quarter and we'll do a cut down 30 in the second. You want to gamble?
Let's gamble.
Channel, let's go. How are we doing on time?
Traffic's a mess, but if we take the tunnel, we'll just make it.
Tunnel.
The Trillings and their Weimaraner leave a vet's office.
Okay, that's a boy. It's all over. Going to have a nice day in the city.
Good boy.
You know, whatever good that specialist does is undone by the long drive in. He hates riding in the car. Puts him off for days.
Not taking him back to that quack in Colt's Neck.
Look, Eleanor, he's perfectly capable. We don't even know what's wrong with the dog.
Who knows him best? Me or a complete stranger? Let's go this way.
All right.
You know what I'd like to do?
What?
I'd like to go to Rumpelmeyer's. Cooper loves their cherry vanilla.
I think that's a brilliant idea.
A Department of Prisons bus with teen offenders.
So what'd they get you for, man?
They got me for stealing. What you up in for, cheating on your expense account?
No, I sell cellular phones with clone numbers. So how much you get from the register?
I don't know. 100? 200?
Yeah, you use a gun?
No, I use my looks. Of course I use a gun. What you think?
Well, listen, I sell 5 to 10 phones a week for $500 a piece. I don't use a gun. Can you multiply?
I ain't stupid, man. I know my math, all right? If you're so smart, why are you up in here?
I guess I shouldn't have bought that BMW for cash, huh?
The three army trucks cross a bridge. Midtown Manhattan. The streets are wet. A black town car pulls up in front of a hotel. A couple gets in.
It's ridiculous.
He's a top man in his field. I wouldn't dismiss him that lightly.
Okay, Dr. O'Kerr, it says here you got a 5:30 flight out of Newark, but you want to stop off at St. Vincent's first, is that right?
That's right!
And actually, Lewis has been working...
Well, that's going to be tight.
Yeah, well, there's a $50 tip in it for you if you make it, okay?
Then again, miracles do happen, right, Doc?
The driver pulls out, cutting off a cab. It's now dusk. The three army trucks with their lights on approach the Brooklyn side of the East River. Now in another car.
This sucks. I want to go back and skate at Rockefeller Center.
Hey, how about somebody else does something they enjoy?
You want to visit old school friends? Leave me out of it.
Family vacation is about staying with the family.
Let's not talk about staying anywhere, okay?
Sarah closes her tour guide and stares out the window. Now in the jewelry district, an Asian man with a briefcase chained to his wrist comes out of a store. He gets into the driver's side of his car. Before he can close the door, a man reaches in and pulls him out. A red-headed punk holds him, while a woman cuts the chain and takes his briefcase. The three muggers get in his car and drive away.
Come on!
The victim lies in the street, gets to his feet, and takes out his cell phone. Now the three army trucks enter the Holland Tunnel with their load of yellow drums. Now in the HTA headquarters.
Good afternoon. 36 channels and nothing's on.
Norman, one of these days you're going to surprise me with a new line.
In the stolen car, the driver has a dragon tattooed on his cheek. A fax machine starts on the front seat.
Stop now, you're being tracked by ElectroGuard. What the hell is ElectroGuard?
A police car pulls up behind him. The mugger makes a right-hand turn across traffic and enters the Holland Tunnel.
He's a goddamn genius. Right into the tunnel.
The tunnel entrance. Traffic is crawling. Back in the Crichton's car, Sarah reads a guidebook to her daughter, Ashley, in the back seat, who videotapes her.
This tunnel was drawn up by Edward Trammell in 1918 on a napkin in a Manhattan tavern. Work on the tunnel began in 1921, employing thousands of Irish immigrants nicknamed Sandhogs. The tunnel, which runs under 24 feet of riverbed and 72 feet of water, is
Dad,
deep.
How many vacations did you take Linda on?
Ashley, that's enough.
Honey, listen. Linda's history. Okay, we're a family again. That's all that counts.
The mugger's car crashes through a construction barrier. A worker lands on the Crichton's windshield. The muggers barge into the tunnel entrance, scraping along the side in a shower of sparks. In HTA, Norman watches monitors.
What the hell is that? Oh, we got a live one here. Get a crew ready.
I have Jersey units requesting North 2 roadblock. Black Cadillac now passing through station number 7.
What?
The muggers swerve through traffic.
Where is it? Come on! It's in there!
Wearing a metal-studded glove, he holds up a diamond.
That's a big one.
The Trillings and Cooper drive into the tunnel. The dog sticks his head out of the rear window. The muggers tailgate. The muggers bump the car ahead. Diamonds fall to the floor.
You bitch! You scared!
Look what you did! Now it's your fault!
A Department of Prisons bus pulls into the tunnel. The three army trucks ride in the same lane. The muggers switch from lane to lane. Roy, on his cell phone in a Humvee with the slogan, Territory Beyond, enters the tunnel. The muggers now speed past a guard station.
Breaker, we got a smoker!
Maddie, entering the tunnel, sings.
Start spreading the news, I'm leaving tonight. I'm up to here with all your...
The muggers shift back and forth between lanes. A taxi has a blowout and skids across the tunnel, crashing into a wall. The mugger's car careens into a guard station, then bounces into the back of the army truck, detonating the yellow drums. In a chain reaction, the explosion goes from one truck to the other. Concrete falls from the sides of the tunnel. A sign reading, "Welcome to New Jersey," falls, crushing a taxi. A solid wall of flame travels through the tunnel. Cars braking pile into each other and are overtaken by the inferno. A worker having lunch is overcome.
Jesus Christ!
Flames explode from an air shaft in the Hudson River. Now the crisis.
Here I am in the tunnel.
Stephen swerves when he sees a bank of flames coming toward him. Sarah dives to the back seat, protecting Ashley. Stephen covers both of them. The wall of flames rolls over their station wagon. The police prison bus tries to make a U-turn, smashing into the wall. The teenage prisoners stare, eyes wide, into the oncoming wall of flames. The inferno hits, rolling the bus over, pushing it along the road. Manny drives straight into the flames, ducking down onto the seat. Her tires are burned off the rims. Car after car tries to make a U-turn, but is blown away by the rush of fire. In the HTA command center, the tunnel monitors lose the picture. Back in the tunnel, water pipes vibrate and crack, shooting streams of water. The entrance to the tunnel shakes violently. Concrete statuary falls. The flames burst from the entrance. In his town car, the driver on the way to Newark watches enormous chunks of concrete fall, crushing cars all around him. He gets out of his car and rushes to a man in flames. The driver takes off his coat and beats out the flames on the man's back.
Roll, 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 roll! Get over here!
EMS trucks arrive.
I got him!
A little fire in the head! We're gonna need some seat collars, too!
Let me see that arm. All right, look, you're going to be okay. Keep going. There's an emergency worker that way. Keep moving. Keep going.
He's trapped in the car. I can't get him out. There's blood everywhere. Can you help him out?
We're good. Don't worry about it. We're going to get you. Look at me. All right, I'm going to try to move you on the count of three. Ready? Why don't you help me out? Ready? Okay. One, two.
The driver and his woman passenger pull a man with a broken leg from his car.
What's your name?
Susan! It'll be okay.
Stubborn artery. I want to tie this off, and I want you to hold it as tight as you can. You got that?
Yeah.
All right, how is he?
He's dead. He's dead.
Listen,
there's
somebody
dead around
here. I got a second-degree burn over here. Get to it, okay? You, listen. I got an arterial bleeder and it's an IV. Move it. What are you still doing here?
I thought you were a cab driver.
I am a driver. Come on, move. Give me a BP cup.
Sure, I got it.
An EMS worker stares at the driver.
Jesus Christ, Lieutenant! Well, right?
You should get the hell out of here before somebody sees you.
What happened? Was it a bomb?
Accident, something about a toxic dump, but nothing's confirmed.
All right, what's the status on the Jersey side?
Oh, man, it's sealed up tight. It's a wipeout clear up to the toll booths.
Well, where the hell's the chief?
Standing right in front of me as far as I'm concerned.
I'm talking about the new chief. Where is he?
The dispatcher said Mr. California's headed for the Mid-River Passage in the South Tunnel.
Mid-River?
Yeah. Hey, Latura, watch your back.
Latura runs to the scene. An aerial view. Smoke billows up. EMS vehicles fill the streets. Grace on the radio.
George. George, come and please hear that. This is Grace. George. Oh, come, please. George, come in. George, are you there? George.
Behind hanging twisted steel, flames roar in a section of the tunnel. Now in another section, smoke clears, revealing demolished and melted automobiles. George, with his two-way radio, holding a flashlight, walks through the tunnel examining the wrecks.
Can anybody hear me out there? Come back. We got a toxic fire.
burning toward the New Jersey side. Can anybody hear me? The ventilation system doesn't seem to be pulling the smoke through. Is anybody out there? Come back! The New Jersey side has completely collapsed. Oh, God, Jesus. Oh, God. We got fatalities down here. Can anybody hear me?
A sign reads, tunnel to New Jersey. Hundreds of cars sit not moving. Latour runs through the cars to the police line. A huge tow truck makes its way into the tunnel. Latour jumps on the back. Latour surveys the scene as the tow truck makes its way deeper into the tunnel. Led by police, the pedestrians make their way along the catwalk out of the tunnel. Deeper into the tunnel, the overhead lights are out. Emergency crews and firemen work by flashlights and emergency lighting. A victim on a gurney is lifted into an EMS truck. Firefighters douse a burning car.
What? No, stand by. I'll be with you in a second.
Okay.
What's the ratio? Yes.
Frank!
All right.
You got any hope on the Jersey side?
50-yard Cayman minimum. Whatever's burning in there is toxic as crap. They got samples.
Demo! Demo! Come on, people, speak to me!
Give me another reading, Bob!
What if I had time? It won't let it happen. Let's go!
If you want to buy some time, you gotta blow the tunnel shut.
What are you doing here, kid?
You're not part of this.
I know that, but just listen to me. We ran a terrorist hypothetical in 94. The only way to fix a fire in there is to blow the roof in and seal out all the survivors from the fumes.
Yeah, where I come from, we don't blow up a tunnel that's already been blown up, but thanks for your input.
Chief wants to go through Mid River, kid.
No, wait a minute.
Frank, you don't have to rationalize my actions to this guy.
Look, I know your job, but we did a simulation. You'll all be dead before you get through. Dead.
Look, I know you ran a drill in 94, but right now, you're not running a goddamn thing. Copy that.
You're right, I know that. I just want to help.
Help? You don't get it, do you? You don't work here anymore. You understand that?
All right.
Listen, if I could just talk to you for a minute.
Come on, kid. He's going to have you arrested.
Look, you got to blow the tunnel shut. Talk to him. You owe me that, Frank. Talk to him.
Frank shakes his head no.
Your attention, please.
Let's back out.
We've decided to evacuate to the south, too.
All units, we're evacuating.
The tourer runs back through the masses of people rushing out of the tunnel. A woman falls and he picks her up, then continues. Two emergency workers at a doorway to a tunnel alley pull out another worker holding a flashlight and covered with soot. She removes her helmet.
What do you got?
Sorry, Chief. Blocked about 20 feet in. The structure's so shaky, I wouldn't even risk a firecracker.
What about hydraulics? We brace up as we go.
Can't be done.
You listen to me. The person who says it can't be done is always interrupted by the one who just did it.
The chief jumps into the alley.
Feet on the line! Wilson! Jesus Christ! Wilson!
Fire burns in the background. The Crichton's car door opens.
What are you doing? Ashley, no. Ashley, you don't have to take pictures now.
Look at me, honey. I want to get you out. Okay. We're going to get out.
Hey!
What's happened?
I don't know. You're alive.
I'm going to go on up through the tunnel. Stay right here with your family so I'll know who you are when I come back for you.
How do we get out of here?
I don't know. It's sealed in both ends.
George hands him his flashlight and runs ahead. Inside the Humvee, Roy comes too.
Jono!
He pushes luggage out of his way and pulls the driver upright. The driver's face is bloody. He puts his finger to the driver's neck and checks for a pulse. The driver is dead. He shakes his head and kicks open the door. A flashlight appears in the darkness.
Hey, officer, over here.
Hey!
You raising anybody on that walkie?
No, nothing but static, but you got a phone!
Nah, $2,000 doesn't even work in here.
Territory Blonde, man, I know you.
Roy Norton.
Roy Norton.
How you doing?
George Terrell. I got a pair of your shoes.
Good. You like them?
Yeah, man, they're great. I wear them on Saturdays on my day off.
Bet you wish it was Saturday now, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so what are we going to do? Is there a way out of this mess or what?
There was a passage to the South Tunnel about half a mile back.
You check it out?
Of course I checked it out. It's all collapsed. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think I'll take a look.
What do you mean you're going to take a look? I just told you it was collapsed, man. You'd be wasting your time. It's all blocked in. There's no way out.
George, I was born 6 weeks premature. My own mother couldn't keep me in.
Roy pulls a backpack out of the Humvee. At another location in the tunnel, Trilling opens the door. Cooper jumps out, and Trilling goes to the passenger door.
Eleanor! Oh, my God. Are you people okay?
Yes, we're fine. We're fine. Thank you for asking.
How do you get out of here?
I'm still trying to get information.
Okay.
Cooper, who's Cooper and what's he look like?
No, there he is. It's all right. No. Come on.
Somewhere else in the tunnel, Roy, a lone figure, walks along the side of the tunnel and touches the wall. Through car wreckage illuminated by orange flames, Roy comes face to face with a wall of flames. He runs over piles of debris and peers through a hole in the tube. Chair on the trunk of Mattie's car burns. Slowly, her door opens up and she gets out. She walks slowly and struggles to get out of her coat. A car door opens and a badly charred body falls in front of her. She gags. From the gated back window of the Bureau of Prisons bus, someone bangs. Mattie makes her way to the front of the bus. Overhead, an electric wire sparks. Mattie ducks out of the way. Mattie picks up a suitcase and smashes the windshield. The electric wire swings wildly. Mattie jumps in the bus to get out of the way. She pulls the keys from the ignition. Mattie tries the keys and opens the gate.
Hurry up! Okay? You
right? My hero!
The teenage prisoners wearing orange jumpsuits run from the bus.
Thanks, lady.
Sparks fly from the overhead wires. Gas pours out of a hole in the gas tank. Inside the bus, a young prisoner sits alone.
What about him?
Yo, that boy having a crack attack. You might as well leave him alone.
Come on, help me.
Yo, help yourself, lady! Look, I'm telling
you... No, I'm telling you! We are not leaving him here!
Okay. What's your name?
Mikey. I'm scared, okay?
Yeah, I know, Mikey. I'm scared too. But I feel so much better if you were out here with me.
No.
Okay. Okay. Hey, Mikey. Okay. Hey, Mikey. You think we're pretty?
Yeah, so?
So? Wouldn't you rather be out there with a couple pretty girls than in here trapped by yourself?
Okay.
Hey, yo, Mikey! We are all scared! Now get your crack-sucking skinny ass out that window! Now!
Okay! Okay! Okay.
You gotta get noisy with these kids!
The female prisoner jumps out.
Hey, girl! You listen to me! Step down! Down! Get you out of here! That's gas! That's the bus! Gas! Hey, lady, get the hell out of there!
You take care, but I don't want any trouble out of you, too.
Trouble?
George runs through the tunnel, finds a surveillance camera, and stands in front of it.
Baby, are you in there? I need you to cut the power. How do I say cut the power?
The swinging electrical wire keeps Mikey and Maddie inside the bus.
Lightning! What do you do? You get under a tree. No, you get back in the car, right? Cause tires are rubber. Rubber.
The what? What are you doing? No, wait, what are you doing? No!
I just
hold on. No!
Maddie puts her hands in her rubber-soled boot and grabs the wire.
Oh my God!
Cut the power!
Latour runs into the tunnel control room, looks up and sees George on the monitor.
Sorry. No.
Anybody watching these monitors?
Bring it up. Oh, my gosh! Norman, it's George! He's alive!
Cut the power, baby! Down here! Move down here! Get it!
In the control room, they move the monitor to show Maddie struggling with the wire.
Something must be done!
No, you're not doing it!
Live!
Cut the power! Come on, baby! Cut the power!
Cut the power! You gotta cut the power!
Damn, that would shut down the exhaust fans. Those fans are on a separate system.
Hey, who the hell are you?
Mikey jumps from the bus.
Don't splash.
If you don't cut the power right now, that woman's dead.
Maddie hurls the sparking cable aside and dives away. The wire flies to the wall, then dies.
Yes! Yes!
I did it.
Back in the control room.
Now, who the hell are you?
We met a couple of years ago. I did a terrorist hypothetical here in 94.
Oh, Latour, yeah. You were canned in 95. I mean, you're back with the emergency medical service?
No, not exactly. How's the monoxide level?
Hey, wait a second. You've got no authority to come in here.
No, I don't. But when we did the hypothetical, I crawled through every hidden part of that structure. Right now, there might be of some use. So, how's the air?
It's exchanging at a rate of about a million cubic feet an hour. That's 1/20 of the normal. And it's getting worse.
Eight men bring in a huge trunk, put it on a table, drop the sides, and reveal a scale model of the tunnel air shaft.
Look at this thing. When they glued this together, they were still fighting World War I. Okay, anyway. Here's the north tube, south tube. River, the riverbed, and here's the tunnel. Rectangle set inside each tube. Huh?
What's this? I don't recognize this.
Oh, yeah, that's... Sandhogs worked 36-hour shifts building this thing. You know, they had bunk rooms there, they had chapels, kitchens, and everything down there. But it was all sealed off at the renovation of 72.
Hey, Frank, did Wilson give an estimate when he get through the Mid-River Passage?
Nothing that he can share, kid. We had another collapse 20 minutes ago. Mr. California got pancaked.
Latoura looks down at the floor.
So what are we looking at?
We don't know the stress points in the Mid-River. We can't risk any explosives. It's all got to be done by hand.
It should take forever.
If another shaft don't give, 10, 12 hours minimum.
How long is the air going to hold?
3 hours, max.
3 hours, max. All right, Frank, here's what I think we ought to do. I think you got to cork it up and seal off the survivors from the fumes until you can dig out the Mid-River Passage. What do you think?
Frank shakes his head no.
Frank, are you the acting chief or what?
Yeah, kid, I'm the acting chief.
So why don't you act?
What are you trying to do? What are you doing? What are you doing, Frank? What do you want to do? Nothing so you'll be held blameless in case you have to testify later on? Is that it?
Pull that on me, kid, okay? It's past history. It's got nothing to do with this situation.
Now, you're wrong about that. I had to take a chance. Now, you do. I was in the same situation as you. Now, what are you going to do, Frank? There's nothing to think about here. It's 3 hours. Frank, it's 3 hours.
You want to go in, kid?
Latoura stares at Frank, then looks to the side.
Give me clearance.
Whoa, 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 whoa. That tunnel is sealed from both ends. I mean, the Mid-River here is like hanging, like pickup sticks. Now, what the hell's the way in, huh?
Latoura walks around the scale model, opens up a paddle on the air shaft, and spins the model fan, which becomes the real thing. Grace explains the fans to Latoura in the air shaft.
We can shut them down for 2.5 minutes.
Each?
Total. They rip all the way up to compensate for the damage exhaust shaft. When we shut them down, it'll severely cut their oxygen. When the level gets too low, the computer automatically kicks the fans back on. There's no override, and there's no second shutdown. There's a safety feature.
Anything else I should know?
There are more problems. You don't come out above the roadway, you come out under it. Norman, what's the combined force of all the fans?
About 160 miles an hour.
Frank, where's the demo team?
I'm away.
Now in the tunnel.
All right, listen up, please. I want to go over a couple of things. You got tape in that camera?
Yeah.
Get over here, start shooting. The world's going to want to know how we did this.
New York City, the territory beyond.
It's still out there.
Exactly.
Are you saying you found a way out of here?
Not yet. If you want to get your hopes up, go ahead. Little hope never hurt anybody. I will tell you that this passage, which George tells me leads to the South Tunnel, has some wormholes. I'm going to go in and see if they add up to a way out. So if you pray, pray. And if you don't, might be a good time to take it up. I promise you this, though. Miss. Right here. All the way.
Okay.
You got me?
Yeah.
I promise you this. If there is a way out, I'll find it.
Roy points to Ashley, who smiles back.
Hey, hold on a minute. We're going to make it.
All right, I got this.
I'll be back soon.
Let's go. We'll be waiting.
Listen, I'm going to make one last sweep with this tunnel, just in case he's right. You keep trying to get somebody on the other end of this thing. Take it.
George hands his radio to Maddie.
Hello?
Need a refresher on that Semtex procedure?
Set, wired, contact, run like hell.
That's pretty much it, Chief.
Can anyone hear me? Come on!
I hear you. Frank, got him!
George! George!
Okay, now talk to me. How many people are left alive down there?
There's maybe a dozen, and we're in the middle of the tunnel, and there's a man who thinks he knows a way out.
How?
Something about a Mid-River Passage.
No. Listen to me. Tell them not to go in there. Tell them we're coming down right now. Can you do that? Come in. Can you do that?
Hello?
Shh. We lost him. Come on, Frank.
Now remember, you got 2.5 minutes. The fans are timed logarithmically. Fan one kicks on after 1 minute, the remaining three in sub-15 second intervals. You follow me?
I got it.
there's a guy down there named George Tyrell. You tell him I want my bracelet back.
Latoura looks at Grace.
Ready to shut down.
In the control room, Norman enters the password, Carnegie Deli.
Kid, what I did for the good of the department. It wasn't personal.
He was your brother, Frank. It doesn't get more personal.
I was angry. I'm sorry.
Hey, don't apologize. You make me feel like you don't think I'm coming back. You're probably right. Let's do it!
Norman! Now!
Fan one down, fan two down, fan three down, fan four coming down.
All fans down.
Go, Latoura. Go.
It's not stopping. It's not slowing down, Grace.
The brake. Hit the brake.
There are no brakes. It's going on its own momentum. You've got to stop it.
Latoura gets a huge wrench and rubs it on the fan's giant pulley.
Brake!
First fan stops. He ducks through. Standing on the other side of it, which spins slowly. As he turns around, he sees Grace and Frank through the spinning blades of the first fan. Their mouths are open and their eyes are wide as they stare at him. Latoura takes a deep breath and jumps onto the center of the second fan. The blades, moving slowly, allow him to walk from blade to blade as he tries to get through. Maddie is on the phone.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, 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 I hear you.
Hello? Are you coming down? How are you doing?
I'm all right.
I just want you to know that the man has gone through.
Oh. Where?
He's... Hello?
The digital counter shows Latoura has 12 seconds to make it through the second set of blades. He lies down and slips between the blades. He holds onto a blade, swings himself through and down as the counter reads zero. Now he is on the third fan. The huge blades of the first and second fan gain speed above Latoura. He crawls from blade to blade, picks a spot, and crawls between two blades. His backpack gets stuck. Latoura kicks to throw himself free. His head dangles below. Digital counter reads 18 seconds. He pulls out a knife and cuts away at the straps, falling through onto the fourth fan. Running out of time, he takes a rope from his utility belt. The clock reads 12 seconds. He attaches the rope to a fan blade. The clock reads 9 seconds. He drops through the final fan, sliding down a long rope into a deep air shaft below. The fan picks up speed, spinning him at the end of the rope against the circular walls of the shaft. He runs against the wall, keeping up with the motion. Finally, he lets go and drops through a round air duct into a giant manifold. Debris swirls through the air and hits him in the face. The powerful air pressure pins it against the metal walls. He lets the Airstream take him and catches on to an inspection lab. He slowly crawls up the ladder. And tries to open an escape hatch. But is unable to move it. Somewhere else in the tunnel, Roy, in his climbing gear, climbs through rubble. A caution sign in the debris is lit up. Now, Latoura, in the air duct, takes out a coil of blasting cord and plastic explosives. Roy, with two powerful flashlights connected to his backpack, moves forward. Hanging upside down, Latoura attaches a blasting cap to the cord. Back to Roy, he looks up into a shaft and throws his jacket aside. George looks through the tunnel for survivors. His flashlight shows an air vent in the pavement before him. Latoura connects the blasting cap to the plastic explosives. George jumps as an explosion in the air vent behind him blasts a car onto its side. George and the survivors focus on the smoking manhole. Latoura crawls through.
Let's get the rest of them out!
Did you guys stop for coffee?
It's a rescue team! We're out! I can't believe it! Where were the rest?
There is no rest! You're joking!
Oh, come on, man! Come on! It's not a joke!
You're
on,
the only one! There has to be some more!
Well, are some more coming or what? Are some more coming or what?
Tell me this is not
dead. Are we gonna get out? Are we gonna get out?
Oh, man, this can't be right!
Where's the team?
Hey, Vic!
Yeah, I'm it. You're the woman with the walkie-talkie?
Are you the man on the walkie-talkie?
Yeah, I thought I was clear no one was supposed to go in there.
Well, excuse me, it was a lousy connection.
How many people are in there?
Well, there's only
Look,
just
bitch,
one guy.
You're talking to me.
Who are you?
My name's Latoura. Now, who's in there?
There's one man in there, and that's Roy Nord itself.
All right, look, that chef's unstable. We gotta get him.
Yo, what you up to, man? I'm in charge.
You're fine. You wanna be in charge? Fine. But that shaft's been compromised. Anybody trying to get through there, the whole thing's gonna come down on you.
Let me bring you up to speed.
No,
it's not exactly safe in here either.
No.
We can't even breathe, man.
Yeah.
We gotta get out of here now.
I know you've been through hell down here. I can see that. But I'm just asking you to be patient. A little bit longer, okay? Just trust me, okay?
Then get us out. What the hell are we waiting around here for? We'll go out the same way you came
in. That's not possible.
Yeah. If you made it, we can
just
make it.
Just give us a chance, man.
That fan's giving us the only air we got. We shut him down, we're dead. And that's it. That's a fact. That won't work. Neither will this.
Roy's on top of it.
Roy's gonna be under it. Well, let me do what I gotta do.
Come on! I'm in charge! I'm in charge! Steve. You see me? Let him go! Now!
Latoura scrambles up a mound of rubble.
Hello? Serena. Serena, Roy. No. I'm afraid we ran into a little problem on the way to the airport. Yeah, listen. Before we get off,
directly above Roy, a huge steel beam rocks, hanging by a chain.
Hold the plane at Teterboro, and I'll do press in Denver. Tell them I'll have some videotape. No, John didn't. Yeah. Listen, I gotta go.
The survivors wait for Latoura.
Why don't you take this?
Just keep it.
Take it, man.
It's okay. You try to get somebody on.
Jesus Christ, the back of his death. What's the point?
Midwife, don't give me any trouble.
Trouble, man.
You're just standing here, Steve.
Sarah, I know, but we don't know if it's safe.
We can't just go in.
According to you.
I'm Sarah.
Get that out of my face, please. I'm sorry, Mr. Norton.
Go up.
Hey, where's he going?
Hey!
Get back here!
Barry said to let me drive.
I don't know anymore. Do you know? Hey, listen to
the walls of the tunnel start to buckle. White ceramic tiles pop free. Slowly, mud oozes from the sides of the tunnel. A flashlight in each hand, Latoura climbs through the rubble into an open space.
Nord! Nord! Oh, there you are. Nord, you're a tough man to find. My name is Latoura. I'm with EMS. You've got to come down from there now.
That sounds like an order, Mr. Latoura. You want to give me an order? Call an 800 number.
No, seriously. Listen to me. You and I are going to crawl out of here together, so why don't you just come on down real slow, like, okay? Shaft is like a house of cards. If it collapses, they're gonna be mopping you up for a month.
It's not going to collapse. How do I know that? Because you don't achieve what I have without an instinct for the torque of a given situation. You understand?
You think I'm gonna start second guessing myself now because of some gutless paramedic? You better get a reality check.
Now quit wasting my time and start sending those people in here.
Mark! Stay there.
No, you
stay, Jake. Stay there.
I'm ready to go.
Stay.
Give me a.
That's it. Mark. Stay. Don't move, please. Nord, I hope you make it.
Get out of here!
Move! I always make it, Sweetura.
The huge steel beam dangling above Roy lets go. As it falls, it brings tons of debris down with it. Roy drops on his line, stands looking up, and is buried. Latoura and the teenage prisoners crawl on their hands and knees back to the tunnel. The air shaft crashes behind them. The air shaft explodes. A huge fireball rolls through. Pipes along the tunnel wall explode, sending tiles flying through the air. Back in control headquarters.
All the TTAs are pulling double shifts. All of them. I don't care. I don't care if some guy's wife is having a baby. All of them. Get the deer in now.
Hey, quiet, everybody. Everybody, quiet down. Hey, shut up. Shut up, everybody. The Mid River just went down.
Oh, no. Now, the tunnel. Trilling aids a teenage prisoner who has a piece of metal stuck in his stomach.
No!
Easy, easy.
He's gonna die, right?
Easy.
Gonna die?
Don't talk, don't talk. Don't talk. Hey, give me a scarf.
Please. I can't be going out like this. I can't go out like this.
That's right. Don't talk.
To my father, I was helping people down here, all right?
I'll find them. I'll tell your father that you were a real hero.
He won't believe you.
Latoura cradles the teenager's head on his lap while Trilling comforts him. The teenager's face goes slack and he stops breathing. Latoura's forehead wrinkles and he looks across the dead body at Trilling. Eleanor Trilling comforts the female prisoner. Maddie cries and puts the back of her hand over her mouth. Latoura gets up and Trilling takes off his coat to cover the body. Latoura walks over to George, who hands him his vest. A crack in the ceiling starts to spurt water. Latoura stares. The crack expands, and more water gushes in. The survivors freeze, mouths open, watching. A huge chunk of ceiling falls in, and the survivors stare.
This is too much.
George takes a large breath. Another chunk of concrete falls, and the downpour increases. Maddie shakes her head. A massive section of ceiling collapses. in the tunnel, the group stands and watches water that is now flooding in. The survivors look down to see water ankle high on their legs. Mikey Bolt running through the group and is grabbed by Steven, then by Matt.
We're gonna drown!
No! You're not gonna drown! Listen to me! You're going the wrong way! This entire tunnel runs downhill! The Manhattan Inn will be the first place to fill up with water!
He's right, come on! Come on this way, it's higher! Come on!
Excuse me! Excuse me! Look, I don't know who you are, I don't know what you know and what you don't. All I know is I've got a 14-year-old daughter down here, and her life means more to me than anything. So I want to be involved in any decisions that are made down here. Am I clear, Mr. Latoura?
That's fair enough.
Latoura? I read about you. It was in all the papers. Some kind of scandal?
What kind of scandal?
Not the kind of matter down here. Come on!
I beg to differ, Mr. Latoura. Scandal matters to Mrs. Trilling and myself. It's not very much. Ma'am, what kind of scandal?
Chief of the Emergency Medical Service. Some people got killed. And he was involved. That's all I remember.
What? What about it, Latoura? Is that true?
Latoura keeps walking.
Look, pal, I asked you a question and I want to know the answer. Is it true? Is that true?
Hey! Let's remember that he came down here to help us. So let's stop focusing on him and focus on the problem.
Oh, she's right. I'm sorry, Mr. Latoura. That was very rude.
Rude? What is it? Some kind of goddamn New York country club?
What you know?
You don't have a child down here. And his past may have a great deal to do with our future. We have a child down here, and he's all we've got.
If I'm all you've got, why don't you meet me halfway? Is that fair enough?
Are we going to drown?
No.
What is your name?
Ashley.
Look, Ashley, there's still time to stop the leak before it gets high enough to worry about drowning. That's the good news.
It's bad news.
This water's 38 degrees. What we have to worry about is hypothermia.
Hypo what? Hypothermia. Your body loses heat and shuts down. You feel like you're getting tired, but you're really getting dead. Is that about right?
But that's not going to happen to us because we're going to look out for each other. We're going to stay high and dry right on this car dam over here. So everybody get on the car dam. Come on.
Get the hell out of the car.
The group climbs on top of a pileup of cars. Maddie stands silhouetted against a burst of background flames. Latoura helps Trilling with Cooper.
Thank you very much.
Here, boy. Come here.
Stephen stands on a car with his wife and daughter.
Okay, so here we are. We're high and dry. So what do you plan on doing?
In a situation like this, I think it's very, very important that everybody knows exactly what has happened, okay? The last thing we need is any more surprises, right? Okay? What I'm going to try to do is collapse a section of that tube to seal us off from the fire and try to plug that leak.
How do you plan to do that?
I have to use an explosive. Please, let me explain.
Explosion? That's your idea down here? No wonder you got people killed.
Steven.
If anyone has a better idea, now's the time to tell me, do you?
You don't know what kind of damage this substructure has already sustained. So how do you know you can contain it to one section?
Don't know. I don't know anything. The only thing I know is we're not going to make it another hour unless I shut this thing down. And I do know. Now what we need is someone to go to the Manhattan end to see if we're making any progress, okay? How about you?
No, you can't go, Daddy. Please, you can't go.
I have a family. I don't want to leave them.
You're so good at it.
Arms crossed, Sarah gives him a look.
All right, I'll go. I know the place best anyway.
You're hired. What's a brace of crack?
What?
You're George, right?
Yeah.
Grace said to tell you she wants a brace of back.
She told you that?
Good luck, man.
She can't keep anything to herself.
Listen, you were the one handling that lab wire?
Yeah, but that was a very different thing. I didn't know what I was going to give you. I appreciate that. I know that you need help, but I don't know anything.
It took a lot of guts to do that.
Headquarters.
Look at this. Look at the stress load design.
Better than we did on Brooklyn Queens.
What do you think we're going to do here?
Open it up.
Open it up?
Let's open it up.
Okay. Still not getting any trace of them, am I right?
There was a meltdown on the phone lines. Walkie-talkies have been known to go dead.
Am I wrong in saying that you don't really know whether there's anyone alive to transmit, period?
We saw people.
Hours ago. We're going to break through from the Manhattan side. That's the consensus of the city engineers.
Consensus my ass.
Who's this?
That tunnel is being held up by counterpoint pressure.
I asked your name.
Why don't you forget what her name is? Listen to what she's saying to you.
Miss London, if you bring in the heavy equipment and cause a pressure shift, the whole damn thing could implode.
That's speculation.
Maybe a little more time.
We are time poor. That tunnel is an artery. The city is bleeding. Look, you try to redirect 500,000 people in and out of this city without that tunnel, you got a problem that you don't want to think about.
What are you saying? Are you saying that because of a traffic problem, you're giving up on possible survivors?
Come on, man, you gotta hold off on the drill.
Look, city engineers make the decisions. You clean up the mess.
Miss London leaves. Now in the tunnel.
You're doing real good, Madeline.
Feeling real good? Should I scare to death?
Maybe, but you're dealing with it.
Noah, I really think you should get someone else. I mean, this is not one of my specialties.
No. Not a lot of people can handle that cable the way you did.
Well, it's not like a catalog. Oh!
I can't.
All right,
I know. You have a choice. It's like the first person that ever ate a raw oyster. You know that?
What are you talking about?
Well, think about it. A person would have to be starving to death to ever get involved with a raw oyster, uh-huh. Right? He probably had to eat it or die.
Uh-huh.
Now, stay with me, Madeline.
I'm here.
It was slimy. It smelled. Uh-huh. It looked like something out of a bad chest cold. So there had to be that moment of truth before I sucked that little slider down. Stay with me.
Uh-huh.
Think of that moment of truth. Do I really need this? Do I want this in my life? But he had to eat. So he dug down and found the guts just like you did.
Is that a compliment?
Yes, come on. Where are you from?
LaPorte, Indiana.
So what do you do?
I write. I try to get my plays produced. I mean, yeah. Nobody goes to the theater anymore.
And you were going home?
Yeah, I was. So tell me something, all right? For real? I probably won't be able to take it, but are we going to get out of here?
Madeline, I wouldn't be down here if I didn't think so. I swear.
Promise?
I promise. Now trust me. Come on.
Latour, holding Madeline's hand, walks through knee-high water to a ladder on a tanker truck. Blasting kit from his pack.
All right, keep a tight grip. We're gonna make it.
Latour puts blasting wire in his mouth and climbs to the top of the tunnel structure, close to where the water is pouring through. From a spool, Matty feeds blasting wire to him as he moves along. Just as he's about to make up the charge, another piece of concrete falls. He jumps clear, still holding the tube of nitro. From their position on top of the cars, the survivors watch. Back on his feet, Latour pulls out a block of plastic explosives, inserts the nitro, connects the wires, reaches into another vest pocket, takes out another block of plastic explosives, pulls the sticky wrap off with his teeth, and sandwiches the two blocks together. From the tanker truck, Matty watches him. He puts the charge in his vest and climbs hand over hand across the tunnel superstructure. Once in the center, he attaches the charge to the ceiling. Below him, the tanker truck that Matty is on begins to float out into the tunnel toward the group. dangling by one arm, Latoura firmly attaches the charge. And then makes his way back. Jumping onto the tanker with Madeline.
You're insane!
Give me that, Madeline!
Latoura grabs the detonator, connects the wires, and the red light goes on.
We're hot! Go!
Maddie and Latoura climb down from a truck. Pipes along the steel skin of the tunnel burst. Concrete chunks fall from above. Matty and Latoura run back toward the group. The spool of blasting cable knots. Latoura tries to untangle it with water now up to his waist.
Hey, what are you doing?
Go on, it's fixed!
Latoura struggles, trying to free the snarl. Chunks of ceiling close to the charge fall. Latoura looks back. Matty climbs up on the catwalk, and he detonates the charge and dives into the water. Matty is thrown across the hood of a car. The tanker truck rolls violently, coming straight toward Latoura. He runs to get away. Matty, pulling herself out of the water, is in the path of the rolling tanker. Latoura dives, pulling Matty off to the side and away from the rolling tank. The tanker comes to a stop. The hole in the tunnel is filled with mud.
You okay?
Well, we gotta stop asking each other, Nate.
Latoura helps Matty to her feet and looks back to see an enormous mountain of mud filling the tunnel. It's night. The entrance to the tunnel. Heavy earth-moving equipment and crews move toward the mouth of the tunnel. Firemen and tunnel workers search through masses of debris. Frank and an engineer study a laptop computer on site. Frank turns to see the equipment on its way. An aerial view of the entrance shows more heavy equipment arriving. The female EMS worker steps out of a vehicle and watches a monster jackhammer roll into position. Now in the tunnel, Matty and Latoura find George.
Hey! I heard a machine! I think they're going to try to dig us out from the Manhattan Inn! No!
What's wrong?
No, they're digging. You shift the pressure, bring the whole place down. They're not thinking about the pressure.
Or maybe they are, and they think we're dead.
The roadway buckles. George falls into a hole. Front wheel pinning George truck falls down. It's front wheel pinning George as the hole starts to fill with water. Latoura jumps into the hole.
I can't feel my body.
Hey,
hold on, big man.
Latoura alone tries to lift the front of the truck up. Water rises around George, covering his body. Latoura opens the hood and pulls a radiator hose free. He puts one end in George's mouth so he can breathe.
You have to be alive. Breathe in this, George. Please. Come on. Steady breath. Breathe. Don't let it beat you. Come on, George. Breathe. In, out, in. Come on, George.
Come on, breathe! Please, breathe, please.
Led by Stephen, the survivors climb down into the hole.
Leverage! We need leverage! Get that truck up!
LaTura closes his eyes and holds the hose so George can breathe underwater.
Oh, George!
Eleanor takes over for LaTura. Trilling pulls wooden planks out of the back of the pickup and hands them down. At the front of the truck, Stephen and LaTura try lifting. Eleanor comforts George.
We're with you!
The female prisoner's hand is on George's forehead. Teenagers put planks under the car for leverage. George's head is completely underwater.
Okay, let me know when.
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
All together, the survivors pry the truck up. George is pulled free. They all gather around George. Trilling grabs another plank to use as a stretcher. Standing chest high in swirling water, they all lift together to get George onto the plank. LaTura straps his head to the plank with a belt. With George strapped to the plank, the group lifts him above their heads and climbs out of the gaping hole. Now, on a pier near the tunnel air shaft on the Hudson River, a huge clock reads 2:12. Television crews mob Norman and Grace. Police come to their rescue. Helicopters with searchlights hover overhead. They stand alone. Grace smokes a cigarette.
Why, George? Why not a piece of trash? Why is it always the good people?
Look, I can't answer that. There's hope. I mean, you just gotta believe it.
I think some people are gonna make it out of there. And George is gonna be one.
Well, yeah, we gotta think that.
Yeah, we do.
Now in the tunnel, LaTura, arms crossed, paces back and forth. Matty watches him.
Story, I wouldn't worry about it.
He sits next to Matty.
She said she read you got people killed.
LaTura studies Matty.
She's right. She mentioned it was a building collapse in the South Bronx.
No, she said that.
Mentioned we were the first ones on the scene. And some of the guys said, forget it. They're probably dead anyway. I read the plot where I said if we were going in. I mentioned that I was wrong. Hmm? Jake Gasman blew on the way out. Three men died. My friend's brother was one of them. She mentioned the press, the inquiry, the funerals. Well, you're a writer. You can fill out the rest, can't you?
So you never had a way out of here, did you?
No.
Along the catwalk, little fires fizzle out.
What's that? What's the noise? What's going on?
What does that mean, Miss Minotaur? What does that mean?
Okay, what's going on? What's happening here?
The water wasn't that high the last time I looked.
The water must be coming back in from somewhere.
I thought you said you stopped it.
I slowed it down. Nothing can stop it.
So what you're saying is nothing can save us. You asked us to trust you, and we did. For what? To die a slow death in here?
Is that true? Are there no options?
Now there's always a chance.
How can you lie like that? Like since we're already in hell, I guess it's not a problem.
Look, just let him talk.
Oh, you heard enough talking, okay? We don't need any more speeches.
Oh, that's bullshit. She's speaking for herself, kid.
We're still alive, Sarah.
It ain't over.
Very over. You want to kid yourself? Go ahead, do it. False hope and now no hope. You've given us both. Thanks for nothing. Thanks for nothing.
Sarah.
I can't stand this.
Stephen holds Sarah.
What's plan B, kid?
There's no plan.
We're with you.
We can try taking down another section.
Look, we can build another dam, but we all pitched in.
We can beat it.
Yo, I could go take the Manhattan, then. I think I could do it. Let me try, kid. Come on.
Can you get us out
of here? I can do it.
Look, I'm really sorry about what my mom said. Just please, just try and get us out of here. Please.
Latoura puts his hand to his mouth and leans back against the tunnel wall. Smoke from the extinguished fires rises beside him. Matty, arms crossed, looks down and shakes her head. Stephen has his arms around Sarah. Latoura jumps into the water and swims to George.
I need your help, George.
Yeah?
The bunk room's off the tunnels. Is there a way in?
I don't know.
George, I know you're hurting, but think. Bassett said the Sandhogs had bunk rooms down here for long shifts. Think, maybe there's a trap door, a hatch, a ladder, something.
There's a booth.
Booth where?
Booth 3. At the New Jersey Inn. Booth 3.
Stephen, keep everybody together until I get back.
At the tunnel entrance, the heavy machinery digs. Back in the tunnel, Latoura runs along the water-covered catwalk with a flashlight, searching for booth 31. He looks down and stops. On his hands and knees, now submerged in water, he feels along the floor. Now the jackhammer is breaking up the rubble. Back to Latoura, he jumps feet first into an underwater passageway, following lights still on. In the beam of his flashlight, submerged photos of sandhogs appear. Bubbles blow out of his mouth. Latoura finds a hatch and turns open the wheel and is sucked through, emerging in one of the sand hog capsules. Latoura gets to his feet. Using his flashlight, he looks around. Names and dates are scratched on the wall. Along one wall are numerous kerosene lanterns. And a sculpture of Christ on the cross. He closes his eyes. Now George surrounded by the group.
Come on. You stay with us.
Mikey pets Cooper.
Did you ever have a dog?
My mom's liked everything in the world except two things. Dogs and me.
Well, she was probably bit once. I know I was.
Seriously, what do you know?
We're from Maryland.
Maryland. Maryland's nice. Listen, if we don't die in here, I was wondering if maybe I could give you a call.
Because he thinks he's being attacked.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Why don't you go ahead and
help? We've had him.
It's okay.
Over 10 years. It's a long time. Do you have any children?
Our son, Jonathan, he went trekking in Nepal. He got some kind of a fever. Nothing could be done, they said. We lost him.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Ever since Jonathan died, Cooper's all I've had left.
I guess I spoil him. You understand?
Latoura comes running back on the catwalk.
Kit! It's Kit! Everybody! Kit!
I found some dry ground. There's always a chance.
The group starts out.
Why don't we just take George now?
We're gonna check out booth 3, then go back and get him. Let's keep moving.
Maddie watches Latoura.
George. Hi.
George lies alone. Latoura sits down next to him.
My neck's broken, isn't it? Hey. You find the room? Yeah, it's through this underwater passage. It's very difficult. I think that it was a little bit of luck we could... I don't know what to think. I do. You just have to leave me.
No.
Yeah.
We can make it.
Not with a broken neck.
George. I just need some time to figure it out. I just need some time.
Hey, take the bracelet for me. Please. It's in my pocket. My right pocket.
Don't quit on me.
Take it.
Don't quit on me.
Take the bracelet.
No.
Take it! Please give me that much respect. Jesus, it's just so much I wish I'd done. I never had a nice car. Never had any kids. I finally meet a woman I love. I didn't even get the chance to tell her that I love her. Do you think she knows?
Yeah.
That's good. Get them to daylight. Don't let them die in this place. Here. Tell them I'm gone. You've done all you could do. You know it. And I know it.
Latoura puts his face to George's cheek.
Sorry.
Latoura leaves, the bracelet in his hand. George stares upward. Latoura pulls himself up a railing onto the catwalk.
I love you, Grace. I'm sorry.
George lies alone in the tunnel. Latoura walks slowly away. He secures the bracelet in his utility belt, then walks faster. Two giant jackhammers break up the rubble at the entrance. Now in the tunnel, the group stands waiting for Latoura.
Oh, about George.
George didn't make it.
Maddie turns to go back.
Don't.
I know everybody's freezing, but we have to make a short swim underwater.
Underwater? Well, I'm not so sure that I can do this.
Look, if I can do it, you can do it.
Everybody take three deep breaths and go. We can do this.
LaTura turns on his flashlight and drops feet first into the water.
One, two, three.
Ashley jumps and swims underwater. Latoura's head pops up. Ashley surfaces. Another teenager jumps.
Come on, keep going, get up there.
Maddie swims underwater and comes up gasping. Female teenage prisoner holds her nose and jumps. Stephen and Trilling help Eleanor into the water.
Yes. Go.
Underwater, the teenager grabs Eleanor's hand and leads her through the water.
Here we go, boy. Here we go, boy.
Trilling jumps in and calls the Weimaraner to follow him. Stephen jumps last.
Quick, get her out of the water. Help her out, help her out, help her out. All right, everyone stay together.
In the Sandhogs Chapel.
All right. Everybody stay together. Use each other's body heat, okay? Fight the cold. Stay warm. Stay in groups. Don't stay alone, okay? Stay in groups.
What do we do now, kid?
We don't do nothing. We just sit here and wait and pray they get here.
Wait? Wait? That's it?
There's nothing we could do.
You did what you could. You did great. You did great. You gotta fight. Fight the cold. Just fight. Just fight. Fight.
Everyone is shivering. Trilling picks up a lantern and goes to Eleanor.
Miss Cooper.
Where's Cooper?
It broke. I couldn't hold it. I can't try.
I can't lose.
Ellie.
I can't.
Ellie, no. No.
Where's Jonathan? John.
Look, Eleanor, listen to me. Listen to me. We can't bring them back. They're both gone. We can't change that. We've got to help each other let them go.
Eleanor turns away, holds up her hand as Trilling watches. She sits, shivering.
Hold me. Hold me.
Trilling takes her in his arms. Stephen, Ashley, and Sarah huddle and watch. A vibration shakes the chamber. A lantern falls from a shelf.
Jesus, they're going to save us to death.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Hundreds of rats scurry in.
Come on, Sarah.
I'm not leaving.
No! Move.
Sarah and Maddie remain sitting alone.
Come on. Sarah!
The female prisoner waves her arms and kicks her feet. Maddie looks at her.
It's okay, Latonya. I'm coming.
Maddie goes to her side as more rats flood in. Latoura, his back up against the wall, follows the path the rats are taking to the base of the crucifix.
But there's no way out.
Latoura runs to the altar and pushes it aside.
Stephen, how do you get this thing on the wall? Get it up!
Stephen helps him lift the crucifix from the wall. Water bursts through a passageway.
Not now! Not now! Use a tool! Anything! Find anything you can! Come on!
The men try to break through a door into the next room. Eleanor lies limp in Trilling's arms. Latoura runs over.
I thought she was rescued.
I'm sorry.
Stephen uses a long pry bar and with the boy's help gets into the next room.
But we gotta get out of here. There's no way she wanted you to die down here too. I just want you to live.
I'm not gonna leave her.
Okay.
If you're staying, I'm staying. I'm not leaving anybody behind again.
Mikey runs back and grabs Trilling.
Come on, come on! Come on, get up! We're not leaving you! Come on! We gotta go! Come on, get up!
Latoura gently sits Eleanor's body in a chair. Trilling looks back. Latoura pats Eleanor's head and runs through the rising water. The group piles into the next room.
I see them! Right behind the rats! At the top of the stairs! Kids, they're going up the stairs! There's something at the top of the stairs!
Latoura takes out a light stick, snaps it, and throws it deep into the room. Stairs appear, heading upward. Everything starts to shake, and water bursts through the wall, rising rapidly. They get swept off their feet by the rushing water and then run up the stairs. Clutching the railing, the group makes its way up the stairs. The stairs break away. Latoura falls. Stephen grabs his wrist and pulls him up.
I got you! Hold on! All right, go!
Kid, I've got a way out! I've got a way out! Come on, everybody!
Hey, get up, right up here! Some kind of unfinished sewer system or something.
They all look down. Cooper comes swimming into the room.
Oh my God, it's the lady's doll!
Cooper!
No,
Let's go together. Grabs the dog and runs back up as an overhead support beam falls, smashing the stairs in half, knocking Latoura back into the water. The dog makes it to the top.
Keep going!
No, without you!
Forget
guys! Here!
Come on!
No! Don't do it!
Maddie dangles Steven's shirt.
Come on, reach for it!
Let him
know!
Bring it down!
No!
The railing breaks and Maddie falls.
You gotta keep going!
What the hell are you talking about? You can't leave us!
They gotta leave!
Steven! Mikey, there's gotta be another way!
We can't find them!
There must be something!
Latoura swims to a rock ledge and tries to climb out of the water. Maddie, holding onto a floating beam, watches.
There's no way out! You can't reach us! That's home up there!
No!
Flashlight! Here!
Steven throws Latoura a flashlight as the group leaves. The group makes it out as the passageway collapses. They swim to the side.
Can I hear?
Come on.
What's that?
Fuses. We gotta go back to where we started.
No, kid. It's too far.
No. Anything I can do, you can do. Here, hold it.
He hands her a flashlight. They take a deep breath and dive. Under the water, the flashlight illuminates the crucifix as they search for a way out. Together, they surface in a narrow airspace along the top of the tunnel. Grace and Norman walk silently in a tunnel lot.
Why don't you leave your car here? I'll drive you home.
Norman follows the noise through a drain in the floor of the garage. Fingers reach up through the grating.
Oh, God.
A tow truck yanks the grating away. The young female prisoner comes up through the floor. Stephen hands his shaking daughter up through the hole. An emergency worker drops down into the drain. EMS workers cover the victims with blankets. Sarah is lifted out crying. Grace, strange to look through the crowd. Mikey is pulled out, blood pouring from his nose. He turns to help Trilling get out.
Roger, we did it! Come on! Okay.
Grace watches. Sarah lays on a gurney and gets oxygen. The Weimaraner is pulled out. The female prisoner winces at an injection.
All right.
Stephen is lifted through last.
Okay.
All right, all right.
That's everybody. Everybody's out.
Grace stares down at the drain.
Sure there's nobody else down there?
Hole's filling up with water. Everybody's out.
Her lips tremble. She looks at Norman, mouths oh no, and cries.
It's okay.
Stephen wraps his arms around Ashley and hugs her. Back down in the tunnel by the mudslide, Latoura crawls into a big dark space. Maddie follows.
I'm in. I feel so tired.
You gotta fight it.
Never thought I'd end up like this, you know?
You weren't supposed to. You're supposed to.
Always thought I'd die old.
Latoura smiles at Maddie and connects a blasting cap to a charge of plastic explosives.
Keep trying, you piece of shit! Keep trying! How many charges do you need? You killed everybody else? But you know what? You should have killed me! Because I found your heart! I found your heart! And I'll blow it out of your body!
Latoura punches his fist with the charge in it into the mound of mud and slips to the floor. Maddie watches him. Latoura is covered with mud and breathing hard.
Here we go. Hello,
he holds his hand out to Maddie, and she joins him.
You never would have left us, would you?
Maddie puts her arm around Latoura's shoulder and leans her forehead against his. Latoura strikes a match, ignites the fuse, and the two crawl away, diving into the water. Underwater, they hold hands. The fuse burns quickly. Gushing water throws them around. The fuse continues to burn. Under the water, Maddie holds onto a car. The burning fuse travels up the mudslide. The explosion creates a violent current heading toward the surface of the water. Latoura and Maddie, holding hands, are propelled upward. A great force separates them. On the surface, the explosion of water sends streams high into the air. Maddie bubbles up, gasping. She looks frantically about for Latoura. Face down, Latoura's body surfaces. Maddie swims to him. Rolls him over. And in a fireman's hold, keeps him afloat. Water spurts out of his mouth as he starts to breathe. From an aerial view, a Coast Guard cutter approaches. Police boats circle the area. Divers in rubber rafts rescue them. The New York skyline rises behind them. At the dock, Latoura on a stretcher is handed to waiting EMS workers.
Easy. Easy. Clear a path. Come on.
Matty, wrapped in a blanket, stands alongside the stretcher, smiling down at Latoura.
Let's go.
As Matty is helped along by EMS, she looks at the sky and smiles. Frank throws a jacket over Latoura with the word chief written on it.
Stop.
Grace looks down at Latoura and comes to see him. He struggles to pull the gold bracelet out. She takes it and holds his hand in hers and squeezes it. She looks down at the bracelet. Matty watches.
All right, come on, let's get him out. Come on, let's go.
Grace backs away, and from a distance, the EMS workers roll the Latoura along the pier. Matty walks next to him.
Since we're both going to the hospital, I want to ride with you.
Don't you have something better to do?
Well, considering I'm homeless and broke and carless and I'm not looking my best, I think I'll ride with you.
One condition.
What's that?
We gotta take the bridge.
Matty looks at Latoura, and the camera rises over the New York skyline.